Another time I'm up in fishing for Atlantic salmon on the Matapedia, and up there you pay something like a $57 a day rod fee to fish the public waters. And there was a major tributary called the Assamet-Quégan, which came into it. In Quebec, if you land a salmon, whether you release it or keep it, you're done for the day. And you pay, and the guide is free. And this Assamet-Quégan was a river that didn't have any rod fees on it, but did have Atlantic salmon in it.
The guide is free?
Yeah, if you catch one fish, even though you're paying $250 a day, he's free to do what he wants. And so Jack, we took a day off, Jack Pemberton and I, to go up and look at the Assamet-Quégan. And the first about half mile of it was plunge holes, cataracts, waterfalls. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. I had chest-tied waders, which come, I'm sure, over the top of your head. And I was able to go up along the bank, and I had my camera with me, and I was taking pictures of wild columbines and other flowers and mosses. And I got up above all this turbulent water to where it was about maybe 70 yards wide and about 20 inches deep, and it looked just like glass as far as you could see around the bend. And I went up about 200 feet above the waterfalls, and I started across with my arsenic neuropathy. I have no idea where my feet in space, so you can't tip over a milk stool or a three-legged stool. So I was placing a ski pole, moving one foot, moving the other foot, and then moving the ski pole. Unfortunately, I had a bamboo ski pole. At one point, I placed it, and I slipped, and I tried to catch myself with a pole, and it bent, and I went down. And I had no idea about the force of this water. It was 50, 60 feet downstream before I was able to get on my feet. And I took two or three steps, and the next thing I know, I'm off my feet again. The third time I went down, I was about 75 feet from the lip of about a 6-foot waterfall. And I managed to get on my feet and get out of there. But I was really scared stiff. I think that's the only time in my life which I really felt like I was going to die and there wasn't anything I could do about it.